First up is Gamma Man with Collided.
My nitrogen heart is dimming ever dimmer every year. It's just, I'm just waiting for a fairy to come by and say, hey dear.
Hey dear.
Was that little bug a little fella in my ear?
Oh.
It's just, perhaps our hearts can collide and call you dear.
Now, there is so much happening throughout the course of this song. It seems like it's 20 minutes long when it's only 4.5, but I mean that in a good way. I mean, there's a ton of variation and there's a lot to listen to. It's different and it's unexpected, and it's like 3 or 4 songs in one. There are lots of times over the course of the song that I was hit by choices that he made that worked well, you know, like the little bug in his ear saying hi and the weirdly falling chorus. And those are things that worked well, but I wouldn't have chosen to do that in a million years, you know, even with this sort of prompt. Just really extraordinary, I thought. Unfortunately, the effects and manipulation of the lead vocal track often makes it difficult to understand the lyrics, and that's a bit of a problem. But the chord progression and the whole journey that we are taken on with that melody, the sort of walk that it takes, it's just an extraordinary song, and I think Gamma Man is probably some evil genius, and I'm glad we got him before he gets adequate meds. Oh, and if you haven't already done so, check out his YouTube video about the song. But having said that, I promise that if you assholes start posting YouTube commentary videos about your own songs, then I am, like, almost guaranteed to avoid them like the plague. But his was pretty good, and I'm glad I watched it.
All right, I'm going to be pronoun police on this one, Ryan. So we're just going to change every his with a they. So you've been warned, but it is Gamma Man, so I forgive you. This is distance, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Is that in the bios? Did I miss it?
I think you just have to know it's distance. So
okay. I don't think it's in
I'm
the
sorry.
Bios.
Yeah.
Regardless, I apologize, and I should have known, and I will be better.
Excellent. I feel like the harmonic constraints of this challenge actually worked pretty well in Distance's favor here. So there's still plenty of all of this quirky trademark weirdness that Distance is known for. And this is really not a traditional song form by any stretch of the imagination, but there's more like hooky melodic moments, I think, in this song that are more accessible and more palatable than we usually hear from them. And I think that's great. I mean, there's still a lot of weirdness here. I really enjoyed looking at the MIDI layout of their chorus section in the video. Just all of the stacking of secondary dominant, just to dominant, to dominant, to dominant, and just like this big stack of them. And it's really cool. And somehow they made the vocals work over that very rigid progression. I thought it was really cool. I don't think that works quite as well in the verse. Steve. Sections, but still, it was very cool, and the explanation video really sold me on this song. I was like, this is extremely creative and well done. So I think in terms of the challenge, they absolutely nailed it. This is prominent and creative use of secondary dominant chords to a T, and well done.
Yeah, and I definitely defer to the music theory folks on whether or not the challenge was met or not. My ear is nowhere near good enough coming out of like playing rock bass and rock guitar and drums. Coming to theory pretty late with a lot of holes. I'm definitely not going to be the police on this one. I think Ryan and Chump, you guys hit a lot of the points I was going to say. I was going to mention that the vocal's a little muddy in a couple of places where it's hard to understand what he's saying. And I really like a lot of stuff. Like there's a nice little laser run up. He's using low pass filters and moving drums around. He's changing up the beat and the pattern and the drums, which is all really nice and engaging. But I did feel like it lost a little bit of momentum in, I think you said, the second Steve.
Steve number there. Two.
In Steve number two, there's a drop and it just takes a long time to come back. For me, with my, you know, squirrel attention span, I just started to think about other things in that middle part of the song, but I really enjoyed it a lot on the whole. And one other thing that I will say, about Distance or Gamma Man is that they are really good at something that I don't hear from almost anybody else in spin tunes, which is using white noise as an instrument. Like they use it as if it's their own instrument that you can play. They swell it up, they swell it down, they chop it up, they use it for snares and kicks and other stuff. And I think that's really cool. There's not a lot of that in this particular song, but there is one sort of oceany swell of white noise toward the back half after Steve 2 that I really enjoyed.
Very cool. There's also a synth solo at the end, which is really cool.
I forgot that. That was great. I enjoyed that little synth solo.
I think he's safe with the secondary dominant chords because I think he used all the chords.
Right. All of the chords.
Every single one.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were debating modes and keys for a long time in the Discord. I don't know if you guys saw, and I was like, I have no clue what is going on here. I just need somebody to send me a video. Thank God Michael made that explainer video, because I was just like Sherlock trying to piece together the clues to make this stuff work. Yeah, tough challenge, I thought. Maybe not for the theory walks.